to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted Dawson Brothers Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Bell, and I'm so happy to be with you guys today. Real quick, I want to share something with you that really I found, and I apologize for the cell phone today, but I'm actually heading to the airport to pick my daughter up, so it's one of those things that this is really important us to see her. She's coming home from private school, so I'm on the way to the airport, in case you guys are curious as to what I'm doing on the way to the airport. The Obama administration, they had put a ban that was supposed to become a permanent effect just in a few weeks on a certain type of pesticide, which is an organophosphate. It's called chlorpyrifos. And what this is, it's a type of nerve agent, nerve toxin, that was developed by the Nazis right before World War II at the same time they developed sarin gas. And what's interesting about it is one of those compounds that's so poisonous and so deadly, the Obama administration had decided they were going to ban it and get rid of it. And Trump's new EPA guy, Scott Pruitt, decided in his incredible stupidity that he wasn't going to do that. That he basically was going to allow it to be put back onto the market. There are literally millions of pounds of this stuff being put on the food that we eat every single day. It is a type of nerve agent. And what it does, it inhibits the cholinesterase in the cells. By doing that, it blocks the acetylcholine. That's a chemical messenger in the body, and that makes you stop breathing. This is what sarin nerve gas does. They're putting it on our foods. They're putting it on our products. They're putting it on our vegetables, and we're eating this stuff, and the residue is in the food that we're eating, and the EPA tried to ban it, but Trump's, again, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt decided to come in and do this thing and basically stop the banning of this particular product. It's unbelievably bad. It's unbelievably poisonous. You saw what the sarin nerve gas will do, even though I don't believe it was sarin nerve gas that was being used over in Syria. Sarin nerve gas is so bad because the difference between this organophosphate and sarin nerve gas is the sarin nerve gas actually has a fluorine atom attached to it. It's basically fluorine gas. It's that toxic. So here's the thing about this, guys. This is so bad and so poisonous, but Trump EPA Commissioner Scott Pruitt has said he wants us to continue to be poisoned with it. I don't even know what to say about this. It's kind of like the coal-powered plants now are relaxing the EPA regulation of them dumping their contaminants from the coal-powered plants into the streams and into the aquifers. A lot of the stuff that Trump is doing as far as getting rid of the regulation that's being put in or has been put in is basically bad. And this is one of those things that's so bad that it blows my mind, literally, that Trump is doing this. But again, it just shows the neocon influence of what's going on in Washington, how this Sabotage and Pollock group of people that are actually running things, and we know that, are basically turning the planet upside down and poisoning the earth as we speak. It's incredibly bad they're doing this. The sad part about it is, Austin, you with me yet?
Yeah, we got in here, bud.
Okay. The sad part about all of this is that, you know, Austin, have you heard any of what I've said about this organophosphate?
No, I haven't. I missed part of it, man.
Well, what this is basically a type of nerve agent, nerve gas, stops breathing. And this is the same thing that sarin gas does with the fluorine gas in it. And what it does, it makes you lose your bowels almost immediately. It makes you start bleeding. And it starts all these... all the pictures that these people were doing and handling these bodies of these quote-unquote people that had died from the sarin nerve gas that happened in Syria. What's crazy about this is that they were handling these bodies without protective gear. You can't do that with these types of compounds, with these organophosphates, because just a little bit of sarin nerve gas will go right through your clothes, gets on your hands, gets into your nervous system, runs right up the nerves, and stops you from breathing that quick. That's why it's so poisonous, Austin. What do you think?
No, that stuff's pretty wild. I mean, there's definitely a lot of... A lot of the stories not going together. What happened with Syria? I mean, I called that from the very first day that it happened. Everything over there, the whole incident was very strange. I mean, that basically, you know, my thing was, there's all these videos that surface, video here, but recording these kids here and that. Well, my thing was, there were people obviously running to these kids' aid that just got hit with sarin nerve gas. They're not even worried about putting protective gear on, like you just said. Okay, well, I'll give them. Maybe some of them were their parents, so they were trying to grab the kids, trying to save them. They just didn't care. Okay, I'll give it that. But they didn't seem to contract anything from the sarin nerve gas. But then secondly, there's people standing around videotaping it like nothing's going on. I mean, if sarin nerve gas just got dumped from aerosol spray or dumped on from bombs from a plane going overhead, why in the world are you going to be rushing to the city, rushing to the town, rushing into the street while you see people basically dying from sarin nerve gas and pull out your phone and start recording it in detail, being up close and personal with everybody? Doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me at all. Most rational people, if you see somebody get hit with a nerve compound and you see this happening to people all over, what they said, what, 80, 90 people died, most people are going to run the opposite direction. They're not going to sit there and pull their camera phone out and go up close and record the people from a foot away from them and act like nothing's going on. So that whole thing is pretty, pretty wild. But, you know, we also have this other thing that it's almost like they're trying to do all this stuff together over here on purpose. With what's going on with South Korea, it's almost like this is obfuscation for multiple things that are going on. Reports are claiming in that the United States now may be preparing to strike North Korea after conducted its sixth nuclear weapon test over the weekend. They said the Pentagon's worried about reports that either the North Koreans or the Iranians could deploy cyber tactics or nuclear bombs against America's vulnerable electric infrastructure, and they're relying on DARPA to come up with a defense solution. This whole thing's very strange to me, and you guys got to look at it from an outside perspective. You know, we keep pushing into North Korea. We've put three more U.S. aircraft carriers pushing into North Korea now. It looks to me like we're about to start a war with them. Pretty clear posture, no other reason to do so. Either we're trying to provoke them or we're trying to use them as an excuse to set off a false flag nuke or set off a false flag EMP or a cyber attack or whatever wants to be used. But it's very odd to me how this situation has been escalating so fast and we're getting quite aggressive with it. And again, like I said, I don't defend North Korea, not a big fan of them whatsoever, but you always have to take yourself out of the situation and look at it from an outside perspective and not just read the whole mainstream narrative about North Korea is threatening us with nukes. They're threatening us with nukes. They're doing nuclear testing. They're getting ready to bomb us. That's what they keep telling us on the news. Okay, I got that. That's what everybody keeps hearing on the news. I got that. But what's really going on behind the surface? Every time we turn around, they keep saying North Korea may deliver a EMP and it may black everything out with a nuclear EMP. North Korea may blast a cyber attack, and then they may do a nuclear EMP on top of it. To me, it sounds like they're trying to get the American population ready to accept the fact that an EMP nuke or a cyber attack is about to take place on the United States and get everybody ready so then we can say, oh, it's North Korea. We need to bomb them now, just like we did with Syria. Let's dump in 59 warheads or Tomahawk missiles in, whatever the excuse is. But everything's been getting very weird. It seems to me like there's a lot of obfuscation and they're using these situations like in Syria and North Korea to further push their agenda, Dad. That's my professional opinion as far as what I'm seeing here with a lot of the research and people I'm talking to.
Well, here's the problem I have with all of this. Number one, Trump's not saying or doing what he said he was going to do. Okay, and I told everyone, and you told them the same thing, and I'm telling everybody this again. We were going to find out if we got rid of the chemtrails if Donald Trump was in charge. And a few weeks went by, and we didn't have very many chemtrails, very rarely. Now we're being completely covered up again with them. The deep state is in charge. I mean, I don't know how to say this emphatically enough. Donald Trump is not in charge. Whatever his intentions were when he was running for president, whether they were good, whether they were bad, whether they were indifferent, I don't know. All I knew is that I did not want the Wicked Witch of Benghazi, a Sabbatean witch, to be in the White House and have to deal with looking at that face for 8 years. I know that sounds awful, but guys, I dislike her that much. I mean, this lady had her own witch's coven in L.A. I mean, this is some crazy, crazy stuff. So what we have to realize is that we have to say, hey, we've got Donald Trump in. He probably had good intentions when he was running. But now he understands who runs the deep state. And Bill Clinton's even said it before when he was president. There's a part of the government that I don't run, that basically they do what they're going to do, and I don't control them. And those are the guys who are the Sabbatean Kabbalists. We called them out with Pastor John Terrell a few weeks ago, and we explained in detail who and what they are and what their agenda is. Their agenda is to bring us into a new Luciferian one world order. They're being controlled by the internet's interdimensional entities that we call angels and demons. This is what we have. We have something that goes bump in the night that's real. That's what and who these people are. That's what's controlling them. And as soon as we understand that and we learn to accept that and realize it doesn't matter who the puppet is, the sock puppet for Lucifer is in the White House and doing everything they tell him to do, it doesn't make any difference who that is. It's still the same all the time. It's not going to change with Trump. It's not going to, it would have probably been worse with Hillary. But until we understand we're not going to get a political solution for a spiritual problem, until we understand that, we're not going to get a political solution for a spiritual problem in the United States, it's simply not going to get any better. So what we have to understand is this. We've got to continue to pray. We've got to continue to bind this mess. And we've got to realize that time is short. Now, listen to me for a minute, friend. The book of Revelation is very, very, very clear. It's telling us over and over again what's going to happen. We have to realize that God's word cannot be broken. We may get a reprieve. We may get a little bit of time to wait, whatever. But the reality is this, that this word of God that we know is going to come to pass. The book of Revelation is going to happen. Those seals are going to open. And the Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon his return, as far as Christ's return. So we have to understand that's what we're happening here, that's what's going on, and we have to continue to pray. Now listen to me for a second, this is so important. We have to realize that our life is but a flash, but a moment, but a mist, it says in the book of James. And we have to be about our Father's business now, and we have to realize that we have to be in a situation where everything that we do now has to be God-oriented and God-centered. Everything we do now has to be God-oriented and God-centered. We have to realize that we've got to try to bring honor and glory to God in all that we do, in all that we think, in all that we say. And we have to be about our Father's business in helping people to understand that they need to get saved. I just had a phone call from a top radio personality here in the United States right before I left for the airport today, Austin, and he was on the phone with me for almost 20 minutes. And he says, well, are people going to wake up? Are people going to come to an understanding and a knowledge of the truth? Are we going to be able to stop this demonic influence in our world? The answer is no. God's already done that. He did it through Jesus Christ. He did it through the cross. Now, we can slow things down. We can get reprieves. We can change the timeline. I believe that with all of my heart. With all of my heart.
Hey, but you still
I believe
there?
That. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Not sure what happened there. Anyways, though, in other news, Connecticut is setting to become another state to allow armed police drones. This is pretty wild. Now, Connecticut could become the first U.S. state to allow police to use drones equipped with actual deadly weapons if a bill becomes law. The bill actually, which was approved overwhelmingly by the State Legislation Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, would ban so-called weaponized drones in the United States, but exempts police and other agencies involved in law enforcement. The legislation was introduced as a complete ban on weaponized drones, but just before the committee vote, it was amended to exclude police from the restriction. Now, what's wild about this is we've seen this happen in a couple other places. Now, North Dakota is also another state that allows police to use weaponized drones, but limits the use to less lethal force, including stun guns, rubber bullets, and tear gas. The issue when you start giving drone authority to local law enforcement is the fact that it will eventually be corrupted. We've seen how the entire aspect of drone usage in the Middle East was actually first to be for aerial video footage, to be able to surveil certain areas, see if they were clear, give teams heads up as far as what they could do. That was the actual original drones that they started using over there. Then they started saying, hey, maybe we can arm them, maybe we can put rockets on them, maybe we can use them to strike targets that'll save our personnel's lives. And so it escalated from there. And then you guys see what has happened now, where we have substantial amounts of drone strikes every month, to the point now we saw the report a couple of weeks ago, that's showing that we've had 1,000 civilian deaths in the past 3 months together, just in this year now, January, February, and March, with U.S. drone strikes over in the Middle East. That's where this starts to have an issue, is because the line between police authority, which is really there to serve and protect and provide law and order in situations that it needs to be, starts blurring with the military offensive line, where they go in and they start saying, well, we don't like what you're doing here, we're going to go ahead and dump tear gas on you, so you'll just, you know, stop. stop doing what you're doing, or they start surveilling your property and they see you're doing something they maybe don't agree with, or you're not applying for a permit, or you're doing something that they consider illegal with one of the thousands of statutes that's been written in the book, so they start shooting you with rubber bullets to make you stop. That's where this starts to escalate now. But then, as we saw, remember last year with the Dallas shooting, there was the first time a motorized drone robot was used to kill a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil. And I'm going into detail on this. And everybody went, oh, this guy's a terrorist. He shot a lot of cops. He did this. He did that. I completely understand exactly what everybody's saying. I didn't say I sided with him, nor did I say I agreed with his unbelievably sadistic behavior, shooting people, including police officers. That's egregious to me. But he was barred up in a room in a parking garage, and they decided they were going to send in one of their, like, bomb squad robots, except they sent him in there with basically a grenade, a IED, and blew the guy up and killed him. And everybody, you know, clapped their hands and said, well, that was amazing fate. We did this, we did that. Lives were saved. No officers had to basically engage him close range. The issue I had with that is that we used a drone to kill a U.S. citizen on U.S. soil, all under the guise of protecting law enforcement. That's the line where this gets blurred, guys, when we start having five states now in the country that are allowing police weaponized drone systems to be used within this year, next year. Again, they're saying that they're going to be for non-lethal force only, but as we've seen numerous times, that always escalates. They're saying it would require police to get a warrant before using a drone unless there's an emergency circumstance or the person who is in subject of the drone gives permission. That's where a lot of this stuff always goes. If you read in the fine print, it says, well, a warrant has to be issued unless an emergency circumstance constitutes without it. Well, when you start hearing that, that's very vague language, because they can honestly constitute anything as an emergency situation. That's the problem when you start seeing language like this written in bills that allow for weaponized drones to be issued on the American population.
That's exactly right, Austin. Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you now. Looks like we're both having a little bit of connection issues today, but it's all good.
No, I'm on a cell phone. I apologize again for that. I'm just having to try to coordinate everything I can. But you're absolutely right about the drones, and you and I both called that out last year, and we said that, hey, look, this isn't okay. You know, where was this guy's due process? Where was this guy's trial? Where was his jury by peers? No, he was jury by IED. He basically was blown up because they decided to kill him in there. I mean, that's complete and total nonsense. They could have waited the guy out, for his sake. They could have put tear gas in there. They could have got him to come out that way. You know, blowing him up just didn't make any sense to me. But I want to go back to what I was talking about. How much of my conversation did you hear, Austin?
As far as probably, I don't know, about half of it maybe. I'm not sure exactly.
But here's, I was on the phone with a radio personality. He asked me, are we going to be able to change this? Are we going to be able to get this corrected? And I told him no. I said, the book of Revelation is very clear. We may get a postponement on it. We may get a delay on it, but it's going to happen nonetheless. The book of Revelation is going to open up. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be with the returning of Christ, when everybody's thoughts are evil all of the time. And what we have to be about now is our Father's business. We have to find our friends that we know that aren't saved, and we've got to get them saved. We have to get our family members that aren't saved, and we've got to make them understand that times are short and they need to get saved. You know, let them listen to this show with you guys. I mean, we talk about Christianity in a way most people never even think about Christianity, as far as from an energy and frequency mindset, and it makes people understand a lot more what happens when they become a Christian. We have to understand that we have to be about our Father's business, because, guys, we've seen this with Trump. We've got another satanic sock puppet that's basically doing what he wants to do now in the White House. Same old thing we had before, just like with George Bush, just like with Clinton, just like, you know, with all of these guys. They're all answering to somebody else at a much higher authority. And we thought Trump could come in and change it. We thought he'd be another John F. Kennedy. We thought he'd be another Ronald Reagan. Well, quite frankly, he doesn't have the character fiber of Reagan, nor does he have it of John F. Kennedy. And Kennedy ended up giving his own life, and they shot Reagan. So they pretty much know that Trump's going to capitulate, which he obviously has already done because of these EPA appointments that he's done, because of what he's doing now with these pesticides he's putting back on the market, what he's doing with deregulating some of the stuff. Now, I'm not going to say that all of these regulations are bad that Obama put into place, but what I am saying is
that regulations that are in place to prevent the destruction of the planet, very important to do those to the best of your ability. As far as coal-fired power plants shutting them down, that was nonsense. We have scrubbers in the smokestacks that have had them for decades that make coal energy one of the cleanest energies we have. All of that, again, was part of this destroying America internally first. But, guys, please listen to me for just a second. You know, we have to be sincere with what we're doing as far as our Christian walk, who we are in Christ. If we can do that, we can change the world, at least our portion of the world, at least the people listening to this show. I came out of retirement 5 years ago because I knew that God wasn't done with me yet. I still had music still in me, like Emerson said, and I had to go out there and I had to do what I needed to do for God, because we have to understand that if we all do the best we can, we get our families and our loved ones saved. We can give them the movie Vax for free. We can buy it for them for $10 like I did yesterday and just donate it to friends. If we do all of that and we all work together, they're scared to death of us because there's so many of us. They don't want us doing that. And Austin, you said this earlier, and I want to comment on this with what's going on with North Korea. Right now in North Korea, they're doing everything they can to set up a false flag nuclear attack against the United States from a Korean-based submarine, which they'll blame it from. Now, guys, don't get all fritzoid on me right quick, because I want you to listen to me for a second. That's what they want to do. They want to provoke this. This is exactly what they did to Japan in World War II. They basically, the White House set up an 8-point process in which, after we implemented all 8 processes, Japan would attack us, including cutting their fuel off. This is exactly what we're doing to North Korea. North Korea is scared to death right now, and they've already invoked what's called dead man switches, according to Dave Hodges. And they're going to have things get really bad for us very, very quickly if they have to implement their dead man switches. And what a dead man switch is this. If North Korea gets blown up, they've got a whole bunch of submarines, 60 or 50 of those things floating around. We have no idea where they are. They can launch stuff. Now, whether or not they actually launch a nuclear weapon, detonate a nuclear weapon, or even bring a submarine into port and bring it off out of the water and detonate it and blow up the submarine, we have no idea. But what will happen is, or it could just be the United States setting off a nuclear weapon with another false flag like they did with 9/11. We've got to be vigilant. We've got to pray. We've got to be calling our congressmen up. We don't need to provoke North Korea any more than we've already provoked them. The time to get rid of North Korea was when they were testing nuclear weapons years ago under Obama and under George Bush, and not allow them to obtain this type of technology, which, by the way, we gave to them, and we gave to the Chinese. We gave the Chinese their missile technology and their guidance systems through Bill Clinton. We gave them the silent shaft technology on the submarines. All of that stuff was that treasonous Bill Clinton, because, again, this is what the New World Order wants. They want constant, constant, constant fear, because that fear energy is what these interdimensional demons, these angels, whatever you want to call them, pick a name, I don't care. That's what they live on. That's who's calling the shots. That's who's in control. It has nothing to do with who's sitting in the White House in the Oval Office, Austin. There you go. That's what I wanted to say. What's your next story, bud? Well, what do you think about what I just said?
No, you're absolutely right. Well, that's why I brought it up with North Korea, because there's so much fear-mongering right now on the news, and they're talking about all the stuff online. And that's why I told everybody. I said, you start looking at this stuff from an outside perspective, and you keep seeing what the mainstream media keeps trying to tell us. It's pretty clear-cut. They're blatantly telling us that they're about to set off an EMP or a nuke or some type of cyber attack, and regardless of who did it, it's going to be blamed on North Korea, just like in Syria. Regardless of who actually released some type of either chlorine gas or nerve agent or whatever they released over there, it wasn't Assad, and it was somebody that's probably going to be involved in the same setup as what's going on in North Korea. It's pretty clear when you start looking at all this stuff. This other news now, this is pretty wild. Google, its latest creation aims as a recruitment marketing tool and could give bosses the ability to do full uncensored background checks. Full disclosure Google Hire could actually allow employers to see your entire browsing history. Now, we're not sure exactly what's going to entail at first. Google did say that they will only share information provided on a voluntary basis. However, as we know with Google, they're not really good at keeping anything private whatsoever. Google Hire is the name of it. The internet giant's new recruitment tool allows employers to manage job applications, and it sparked fear that recruiters could actually access applicants' browsing history as a recruitment tool. Similar to LinkedIn, Google Hire would allow employees to place job ads and manage applications through the process. The product sign-in page has an option to connect through a personal Google account, which has prompted fears that employers could have access to your search history and YouTube subscriptions. Google, however, hasn't given much away about the new venture, so it's unclear exactly what they're going to completely disclose. And even if you do say you agree to it or you're voluntary to it, it depends exactly what all that's going to encompass. You know, with a lot of companies, if you say, yes, I submit to this and you can, I'll give you guys, you can look at this information. A lot of times if you read the fine print all the way down the bottom, it means every single history they can possibly pull up on you, from whatever you bought on Amazon to whatever you looked up on the internet last night to whatever conspiracy theory website you may have gone to. It doesn't matter. So it's not really, nobody's really sure about this at the moment. The website can only be accessed by those who have been invited to sign up, but it looks like it's going to be going hot in about 2 to 3 months. This again just kind of gives you an idea of how invasive Google is at everything they're continuing to do to spy on us, in conjunction with Amazon and the CIA and the NSA and all these big boys together. They all work side by side, Deb.
You know, Austin, you know, it's all about the complete and total loss of our constitutional rights and the Bill of Rights. It's all about unlawful search and seizure. And remember, guys, this was the blithering idiot George W. who did this. And he didn't do anything. He's too stupid to do anything. He was told what to do, what to say, teleprompter, the whole bit. The Satan Cabalists, which run this unseen realm of angels and demons and wizards and sorcery and all the crazy stuff that they're involved in, these guys are calling the shot, and it's all about bringing in this new world order. You need to understand that it's so important. By the way, exclusive, this is out of Breitbart, officials defy Trump's promises. There are now 40 miles of borders in the United States. They have been ordered unpatrolled. Unbelievable. U.S. border agents are once again sounding the alarm about miles and miles and miles of borders being left wide open and unsecured. Breitbart, Texas, exclusively obtained a document showing a hard sector border patrol manager knowingly issuing orders to leave 40 miles of border open and unpatrolled. Obama holdovers in the Customs and Border Protection Agency are continuing with the same careless disregard in the Trump administration that they did under Obama, according to patrol border agents. Austin, you know, that's what I said. Somebody was defending Trump the other day, and I said to him, I said, you know what? I said, I do believe that, you know, he's going to do a few things. I do, because they're going to throw us a few bones. I got that. But, guys, the border's still wide open. We're still bringing in hundreds of thousands of Muslims every year. We're still dealing with Obamacare. We're still dealing with no tax cuts. We still have this blithering idiot Speaker of the House. I mean, we've got all of this stuff going on, and nothing has changed. And I realize, well, he's only been in for a quarter. Well, yeah, I know it's April, but what has changed? He's given us an incredibly toxic pesticide. He's given us an incredibly horrible head of the Food and Drug Administration. The EPA guy's absolutely horrible. You're right, it hasn't changed. It's gotten worse. You know, we're not draining the swamp. We're turning the swamp into a hot tub, and we're inviting all the low-life neighbors, and they're all bringing their crack cocaine and smoking in the hot tub. I mean, what the heck are you going to do with a bunch of neighbors smoking in the crack in the hot tub? You got to get these guys out of there, man, before they all get the cops pulled out on top of them. Sharon's in there laughing at me in the car. It's the truth, Austin. We got a bunch of low-life in the hot tub with us, and we're trying to say, what the heck is going on? Guys, let's drain this swamp. I don't know how to drain it. Call your congressman. Tell them to quit screwing little boys. Excuse my language. A bunch of perverts. And tell them to get cleaned up and get out of office. And do whatever we need to do. I don't know what to do. These guys are so sick and so twisted that they're running the country, and they're basically a bunch of pedophiles, or they're drug addicts, or they're whoremongers, or they're thieves, or they're whatever. I mean, unbelievable, Austin. What's your next story, buddy? I got to get off this topic. Don't get mad.
Oh, yeah. Well, it looks like now the U.S. is putting boots on the ground in Somalia again. If you guys remember, October 1993, during the Battle of Mogadishu, which that was the Black Hawk Down incident, if you guys remember that movie, that was a brutal movie, absolutely needless, senseless death of 18 U.S. soldiers, and 73 of them were severely wounded when a pack of Black Hawk helicopters went down. The U.S. responded after that incident in 1994 by ceasing military options in Somalia, and within a few months had withdrawn all troops from Somalia. Today, they are heading back in this week. The new deployment, which U.S. African Command, AFRICOM, is presented as a simple training operation. Of course, that's what it always is. It will be the first time U.S. ground troops are officially deployed in Somalia. Of course, we have sent in, contractors and special ops before for other things, but we're actually putting in regular infantry into Somalia now. AFRICOM is insisting the new deployment was at the request of the Somalian government. Through indications in recent weeks, has indicated that military officials have been pushing for an escalation of U.S. intervention in the country. Pretty much, guys, Somalia is just one of those places we don't need to be in. I don't know if they couldn't have figured that out in 1993. Nothing positive came out of that entire incident, except literally 18 U.S. soldiers lost their lives and almost 80 more severely wounded. That was a nightmare over there. That was under Clinton. There was not a single legitimate reason for us to be over there except for whatever ridiculous globalist initiative had those boys over there. Now we're putting them back in under a training, guys, is what we're saying now. But every single time we ever go into a country, it is rare that we ever actually fully come out. So I'm sad to see they're going to be deploying guys back over to that country. There's not much you can do in a lot of those countries when you have these giant militias that the CIA and all these other undercover black ops just funneling weapons, funneling RPGs, funneling heavy weapons like 50 cals and 20 millimeters, and you're literally dumping this ammunition off to these countries to make sure you keep civil wars going. You can't keep a country under control when you keep funneling them heavy weapons. So I'm sure there's another agenda for us going back in Somalia. There always is, but it's sad to see that we're actually going back in there again, because that place is no reason for U.S. troops to be in that country, Deb.
You know, Austin, the reason they do this is human beings. Human beings fight enough as it is, but these guys provoke it.
Yeah, I know.
They provoke it, okay? And the reason they provoke it again is they want the negative energy. They want the fear, the hatred, the bitterness, the resentment, the rage, all of this stuff in the energy field around the planet, which these entities, these demons apparently like, as Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who may be desired, who may devour. Jesus told us to walk in love, walk in peace, walk in joy, walk in goodness. That's what he told us to do. See, perfect love casts out fear. They want to have you in constant fear. So, guys, we don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be concerned. I've got a niece. I love her. She's great. But every time you say anything to her, oh, my God, what's going to happen? Ah! She starts screaming and yelling and running around in a frenzy. And, you know, I'm like, you got to calm down. I said, it doesn't make any difference. Because, remember, we know who we are in Christ Jesus. I mean, guys, it's just it's not like it's something that we got to that just happened on this planet. Back, you know, 6,000-7,000 years ago with Noah, it was everything was evil all of the time. But guys, it's coming back to this again, and we've got to realize we've got to stay tuned up to what the Word of God says. By the way, I want to make another comment about North Korea. North Korea has said now, they're one of their top people, they will continue to direct and test missiles every single week. Now, let me share something with you guys about this. Our space-based technology programs and our laser-guided systems and our laser weapons. Remember just a few months ago we had one of our spaceships blow up on the pad at Cape Canaveral? Blow up, exploded on the pad, and there was an orb floating around right before it blew up? I mean, I reported on this. We have the technology to never let North Korea launch another missile. But that's not the narrative. If every single missile that they tried to launch, some type of laser hit it and it blew up, they would learn very quickly they had a problem either with their guidance systems or our technology was vastly superior to theirs. So here's the thing. Why are we allowing these guys to continue to launch missiles? Why? To increase the fear. It's basically fear porn is what it is. And what it is trying to get people as stoked up as they possibly can all the time to walk around in anger and bitterness. To justify if they do a staged false flag, they can say, oh, see, we told you North Korea was going to do this. No, guys, we have the technology to never allow a single missile to leave the platform in North Korea ever again without ever starting a war with these guys, Austin. And we have the technology with our space-based weapon systems to track their electric submarines, their diesel-electric submarines. The technology is old. They have to come up every so often to the surface. They've got to get fresh air. They've got to do all of this stuff. They can only stay under for a couple, 2 or 3 days. So here's the thing. We have satellites. We have over 20,000 satellites around the planet right now. We surveil every square centimeter of the planet all the time, including the ocean. If we see a satellite or a submarine pop up for air, we're going to see it's come up with a snorkel, its periscope, its power's coming out of the water. I mean, these are not stealth machines to stay underneath the water for months at a time like a nuclear submarine does. We don't have any technological problems handling anything in the Korean arsenal. Austin, it's all obfuscation, buddy.
No, I completely agree with you, man. That's exactly, that's why I started off with the show. That's my first article. I wanted to address everybody with that on our show so people know what's going on. And if they don't agree with us, that's fine. That's okay. It's not everybody agrees with everything we say. But I want you guys to hear my side of it and what I think's going on, because every time you start seeing, and you look back at this, guys, throughout the last 10, 15 years in the media, every time, almost, not all the time, but almost every time you see the mainstream media start pushing something really, really hard, we always end up finding out later on there was either some lie or some obfuscation or some other ulterior motive that was going on with that news they keep pushing, all the way from 9/11 and all the way forward, from the false flag shootings like Sandy Hook and the shooting out in Colorado, all this stuff. There's always stuff that they're leaving out of the narrative because they don't want us to know the full truth. Other news as well, Tesla semis, all electric big rig tractors, are debuting in September. They said they're a threat to the powerful longshoremen's union, but I say they're a threat to mankind and everybody else's job that drives trucks in the United States. Master Plan, which is the name of it, did not talk about electric powered long range big rig trucks for September yet, but rather they're focusing on the release of autonomous drayage trucks that could run on electric power while lining up to move containers or preloaded trailers over short distances. It is unclear if Tesla cars will ever make a profit, but Tesla semi could be widely profitable given that Tesla's autopilot already has over 1 billion miles of autonomous driving experience, and the company's Gigafactory will soon be able to deliver 35 gigabytes of battery power. Now, what's wild about this is people keep saying, oh, well, that's a cool autonomous this, it'll save this. Well, just do the numbers on it, guys. According to trucking.com, there are 3.6 million Class A trucks on the road last year, and they move 70% of the total U.S. freight. Drivers spent $142 billion on diesel fuel, including $39 billion in federal and state fuel taxes. Now, that doesn't go in to show you how many drivers there actually are and what would happen if we start releasing autonomous semi-trucks all over the country. Now, I don't know if you guys, I talked about this the other day a little bit briefly. I don't know if you guys saw the Fast and the Furious movie the other day, the new one. I went and saw it over the weekend. Pretty wild movie, fun, not very realistic, but had some pretty cool stuff in it. One thing, though, they showed us very clearly is what they are capable of and what they are getting ready to be capable of with overtaking autonomous vehicles and being able to hack them and utilize them any way they want. This cyber hacker that basically does all this stuff all the time, flies around in this unmarked plane that they can't catch, and they start hacking vehicles down in New York City, like brand new vehicles off the floor, new vehicles on the side, you know, parked, and they start driving them around, creating chaos over the city. I'm not going to go into detail and spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, but it really, really was quite clear cut. This is exactly what the overall goal is. Remember, the globalists, they like to show us what they're going to do before they do it. A lot of these vehicles nowadays may not be able to be hacked that significantly and just be able to be started and driven around with nobody in the vehicle at all, but that's where it's headed. You give it two or three more years of this, now we're having Tesla semi-trucks that they want to start hauling material with down the road. It's bad enough to have a four-door Tesla car that weighs 3,000 pounds driving down with a driver in the seat. What's going to start happening if we start having these 20, 30, 40,000 pound rigs driving down the interstate at 70 miles an hour and there's a malfunction? I don't know. I'm sure most of you guys have been on interstates before and seen semi-trucks wreck or the aftermath of them. It's some pretty significant devastation. When a 40,000 pound truck loaded up hits somebody and keeps pushing through or rolls or lands on top of vehicles, it's a nightmare, guys. And so to make these things autonomous, to me, is a really, really big stretch in safety and in the livelihoods of a lot of people that make their living off driving trucks, Dad. As you guys know, I'm not a fan of autonomous vehicles, but I will continue to bring you the latest updates on them and also to fight it as best I can.
Good article, Austin. I know one thing. If semi-trucks start stopping on the road, I mean, you know, three wide on the interstate, on a three-way highway, that's everything stopping on the road, especially if there's no driver to move them. It's going to just stop.
Yep.
Okay, everything's going to stop. Okay. Oh, by the way, here's an article. This is an interesting one. It's by Jonathan Marshall. Neocons are happy over Trump's use of military action in the Middle East and now point him towards Iran. the Trump administration's growing use of bombing campaigns in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen has neoconservative war hawks rooting for armed confrontation with Iran. William Crystal, who co-founded the infamous Project for a New Century, American Century, tweeted, regime change in Iran is the prize. Regime change in Iran is the open goal of Prime Minister Netanyahu on behalf of Israel. Trump has named Iran the number one terrorist state. Now, this is some crazy stuff because Crystal co-founded the infamous Project on the New American Century. I want you guys to read through that material in 1997 to promote American global hegemony and challenge regimes hostile to our interests and values. They began lobbying for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein as early as 1998, but always kept Iran in its sights as well. With the Saddam dead and Syria's Assad stripped of much of his power, Iran is now at the center of the neocon crosshairs. Crystal linked his recent tweet to Washington Post column by two stalwart advocates of ousting the mullahs in Tehran. Now, guys, this is all about what we're doing to promote the Israeli occupation of these areas and Israeli power in those areas. You got to remember something, guys. How can I say this in a politically correct way? Well, that doesn't really matter for me anymore. I'm beyond that. We've got this issue with these Sabbatean Kabbalists. This is a sect of Judaism that most Jews don't even want to have anything to do with because it's completely and totally evil. But what we have to understand is these are the same guys that run Israel. These are the same guys. This is the Rothschild group that runs and owns Israel. Israel is its fiefdom. These are the guys that want Israel to be playing a major role in world politics and controlling the entire Middle East. That's what they want. So Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing on. This guy said the big prize is Iran. You got Iraq already completely destroyed, Libya already completely destroyed, Egypt already, you know, been in the process of being completely destroyed. You got Syria in the middle of a civil war. What a disaster! And we have done every bit of this nonsense. The United States and our allies, being controlled by these 17 Kabbalists, have done this, guys. And you need to look up for the New American Century, and you need to start reading about that and realize who these guys are and the project on the New American Century. These guys are absolutely awful, and everybody needs to be aware of that. Austin, what's your next story?
Oh, you're absolutely right here. This is wild now. I talked about it a couple months ago, but it seems like it's actually being released. The team of chemical scientists have developed it now, and it looks like it's going to be coming out in the next couple months, a new type of completely fake meat under the branding of what's called Impossible Foods. That is, of course, it was backed by Bill Gates, Google, and many other usual suspects. It's now being pushed as a viable meat alternative that looks, tastes, and smells like real meat. But underneath its surfaces are more toxic ingredients like full GMOs, MSG, completely fake vitamins and all types of other toxins. This thing is going, it's falling under the banner of sustainability. What they want to do is they want to start feeding this to the population, saying it's healthier for you than meat, it's more sustainable than meat, and it's cheaper than meat, yet it tastes just like meat, so you guys need to eat it and be happy with it. Their marketing tagline is claiming the product is made entirely from plants. So you better believe that this stuff is going to be full-blown GMO sludge. If Bill Gates is involved in it and Google's involved in it, I promise you there's not much anything good that's going to come out of this fake meat. Most of the stuff they start using on here is artificial, all types of artificial plant extracts, MSG, soy protein, and so forth. All across the board, they're using all kinds of nasty stuff in this. People have to realize we're already having a significant issue with overall digestion and colon health because of what this glyphosate is doing, the Roundup that's being used on the GMOs, and not to mention all the other stuff now like the dicamba and different pesticides and herbicides that are used in mass on these plants. Now they want us to stop even eating real meat and start eating their fake meat that's based entirely of plants, all because it's more sustainable. This, of course, will go with the hippie yee generation that wants to sit there and be green, even though they don't even realize they're playing right under the globalist hands, feeding themselves this toxic sludge that they don't even need to be touching with a 10-foot pole. But I figured I'd touch base on it today. So if you guys see this stuff, don't eat it. I won't eat it, but I want to give everybody a heads up on it. If you see it somewhere, you'll have a little bit more idea of what it is.
Okay, I got to make a comment on this. This is good, Austin. Not that they're doing good things, but this is a comment you need to hear on this. The Morgellon, whatever you want to call it, it's a cross-domain species they built in a laboratory with fallen angel DNA technology, et cetera, they've used on this. They've taken an animal, They've taken a plant, they've taken a fungus, and they've made it together, and we have this thing in us that's called Morgellons. The people who have more problems with Morgellons are the ones that have had more vaccines. The higher levels of mercury in the body, the more levels of Morgellons which are found. It is not a psychological problem when you have fibers poking out of your skin and you have like, you feel like you have insects crawling under your skin. These are living things that they're having us ingest. When our immune system is doing well and we've got enough D and iodine, it kills all this junk. It just kills it all. Black seed oil. It kills it all. That's why I take this stuff every single day. The problem with it is this. We don't know what the heck they're making this junk from. How do you know you're not eating some type of Morgellon stuff that's even another step up from the aerial application they're putting on us? How do you know they're not putting something in you that's going to completely change your epigenetics? How do you know they're not going to put something in you that can remain dormant in you until they hit you with the right radio frequency and this thing starts growing like crazy outside of you and completely changes you and metamorphosizes you? How do you know that? I don't know that. These guys are a bunch of sickos. Nope. Do you think they care about you or your kids? So no, don't eat this weirdo stuff that Bill Gates is building in his laboratory. It's like some Dr. Frankenstein from hell. No, don't do all this stuff. Stay away from it. Stay certified organic, Austin. Good article. What's your next one?
No, you're 100% right. That's why I wanted to address it, because, I mean, you know, a lot of beef, you know, depending on the quality or chicken, it can be bad for you, especially if it's got hormones and antibiotics. But overall, it's still meat. This stuff, we don't even know what's in it. We don't know what they're using as binders in it. We don't know what they're injecting in it. And like I said, if Bill Gates and Google is in it together, I can promise you there's something more sinister behind the scenes, because first off, these guys don't do anything unless they're making an insane profit, and secondly, they don't do anything unless it supports the globalist agenda. If you don't agree with that, go do some research on the background of Bill Gates and his whole entire vaccine agenda. And also the same thing with Google and its ties to the CIA and spying on everybody and the NSA. This whole thing's weird to me, man. They're coming out with fake meat now. Also, too, this was a article I saw earlier today, and I want to kind of just have a couple quick dresses on it. There's a couple different things a lot of people have been asking me, and I saw this article and I kind of threw a couple things together myself as far as what are the most kind of essential things you need to make sure you have with you. The other more things that could be essential, but they're very hard to move or travel with. I had somebody ask me the other day what I have in my gear pack online. I may do a video for that. I usually have a small bag with me that'll contain, you know, my usually Glock 19, multiple mags, some food bars, full blowout kit as far as medic kit, tourniquets, quick clot, all that, water filtration system, you know, a couple knives, few little things here and there, and that's always in my truck with me. People always ask me why. It's because if you ever need something right now, right then, you need to take it right now. Vehicle breaks down, EMP goes down, you can throw it over your shoulder, exit the vehicle, leave on foot, and you have everything in that bag to be able to sustain you for at least 2 to 3 days. That's usually what I have. I have other bigger ones that I keep at the house, or ones that I can carry long rifles in. However, those can be very bulky and they can take up a lot of room in your vehicle too. So a lot of times people always want to know what I have as far as in a very small compact case. So that's pretty much it. But as far as what I was getting back to earlier, the pre-63 coins are 90% silver. Those are always good. Other physical metals, silver eagles, silver gold eagles, even cash can be good to have some extra with you. I mean, I always recommend keeping cash with you, but don't rely on that as a long-term sustainable amount of wealth storage, because it won't after a really bad collapse. Obviously, you guys know my stance on firearms, suppressors, ammunition, all that. Natural medicine, essential oils, also too, being stocked up on iodine and omega-3 fats. Those are two really big ones. The omega-3 fats are crucial for the brain, for overall functioning. A lot of times, food, storable food, MREs, you're not going to get a lot of really essential omega-3s in them. It may have some small fats to keep your stomach sustained and your energy, but to keep your brain really sharp, you have to think about, if you're in a situation where you're having to eat this food, you want to be at top mental acuity, and omega-3 fats are a crucial, crucial aspect of that. Also, iodine to keep the thyroid and the immune system really healthy, depending on whatever you get exposed to. Any type of aerosol protective masks, gas masks, even N95 cover respirators that can help out too, and also a good set of goggles that seal up tight to your face. Any type of extra natural antibiotics like colloidal silver, black seed oil, stuff that can really keep the immune system strong. I always recommend being able to have that stuff accessible to you at all times. Water filters are also good as well, and things that you're probably not going to use, so don't be too worried about stockpiling them. Checkbooks, GPSs can be good if we don't have a full power outage and if satellites don't go down. I always keep an extra map in my bug out bag of the state of Florida, and I keep an extra map of my county and the surrounding counties in that bag. A lot of people ask me why. Well, it's kind of an obvious question, an obvious answer. To be able to navigate roads and thoroughfares and backways if I don't know where I'm at and GPS doesn't work, there's a good possibility if there is something with an EMP that they're telling us right now is probably going to happen on the mainstream media, you need to be able to gather and have a map that you can use locally and statewide if you have to move through the woods or through to another city. You can get a lot of those online for next to nothing, like at 50 cents a dollar a map. Also, too, any type of cell phones, probably going to be trashed, DVDs, all that stuff, electronic books. So don't worry about keeping a lot of stuff like that. If you want something for enjoyment or to keep you occupied, a deck of cards is always fun. There's tons of games you guys can play with that to kind of keep morale up. But overall, that's a kind of a short synopsis of what I usually try to focus on mainly and not worry about with some other stuff. But I had a lot of people email me that, so I just kind of wanted to touch base on it quickly, Dad.
That's okay, Austin. Good, really good information. By the way, next article, and I got to go. Germany, and by the way, Austin, I need you to write up the summary of the show today. Germany is a nation of immigrants. Employers, unions demand open borders, okay? Employer unions in Germany, who are they controlled by? I'm sure it's the Sabbatane Kabbalists, and they wanted to continue to destroy Germany. Breitbart, declaring that Germany is in desperate need of migrants. Oh, yeah, they sure are. The head of the umbrella group for the Employers Association has demanded the nation loosen border controls and recognize itself to be an immigration country. Germany is an immigration country, and Germany has to be made aware of the situation, the president of the Confederation of German Employers Association said. The Bremerhaven-born entrepreneur admitted, however, that this was not an easy time when there is some unease about migration, at least on the right of the political spectrum, because of the refugee crisis. But Kramer warned that the alternative would mean trying to keep Germany going as an economic powerhouse with fewer people. I mean, I don't know what paper this guy's reading. The guys that are coming into his country right now from these third world countries, they can't read. They can't write. They're not engineers. They're not electronics experts. They're not working at assembly lines. They don't know how to use a toilet. They don't even know how to, they dump in the bushes in Germany now. They just go out there and potty in the bushes is what they do. I mean, what does he want more of these guys in? What the heck is this guy even talking about, Austin? I don't know. Guys, thanks for tolerating me today. I've really enjoyed doing the show. Please thank you so much for your prayers. Continue to pray. Continue to stand firm in the Word of God. Continue to do your Bible studies. Continue to believe God for the best for you, your family, your loved ones. Continue to witness to people as much as you possibly can. Guys, I love you. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your vitamins from us. Thank you for allowing us to do a show that's not an infomercial. Thank you. Gosh, yep. I can't stand listening to some of the shows now on GCN. It's just one long commercial. Guys, thank you for allowing us to do this and being part of the solution. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Austin, it's all you, bud.
Got it, bud. Yeah, absolutely. This is something that, I mean, we have tried to make sure we have done with our website, with our show and everything. I can't stand going on different sites or hearing stuff and having to listen to a commercial every 2 or 3 minutes, having to X out of 3 or 4 different pop-ups and having half the screens just advertisement. And guys, I'm not picking on anybody. I understand a lot of companies do that for revenue, especially ones that are just media driven, you know, but on the other hand as well, sometimes it gets completely excessive how much advertisement is in everything. I mean, you can't turn on the TV without getting slapped in the face with advertisement every 2 or 3 minutes, and it's like halftime pharmaceuticals. Can't do anything online without it. That's why I always use DuckDuckGo as far as for a search engine. I don't use Google. Google's a nightmare. I don't like them. They track everything. You already know that. So why even support that system at all? And why do you even want to use it and have all your tracking and information? And see, and I want to go back to the one article I talked about earlier as far as their little Google Hire they're going to start using. Whether or not they use that and allow employers to actually see your first browse, your full browsing history, you know, we don't know what they're going to do. We know Google is very secretive about a lot of stuff they do. We know they work in cahoots with the NSA. So what they do won't surprise me. But here's a scenario with that. They go, you know, an employer, say Starbucks. I hate Starbucks, so I'm using them as an analogy just because I don't like them. They're absolutely anti-gun. Say you're applying for a job at Starbucks. No idea why you would apply for a job at Starbucks. But if you were, so you apply on their thing, and they pull you up on there. They're looking at you, and then they say, hey, Google, show me John Smith's recent browsing history for the last 3 months. Well, then it pulls up everything. And you're usually just checking out random websites, clothes, eBay, whatever. Oh, then you've been to InfoWars. Or you've been to HealthMasters.com. Oh, you purchased ammunition online. Oh, you went to another website that talked about how to basically clean your weapons successfully and efficiently. Oh, X out of him. We're not hiring him. He's been to gun websites, and he goes to alternative media websites. That's where this starts going. That's the whole issue I have when they start giving away your browsing history, which if you guys would have brought this up, if we would have brought this up a decade ago and talked about stuff like this, just the way how Congress passed the bill that allows Verizon and all these companies now to literally give your information away, the shows you watch, the videos you pull up on Netflix, if you have Netflix, which I don't recommend you have them. I canceled them because they're absolutely super pro-gay, and they won't block the gay and lesbian videos off your Netflix. I canceled them months ago. I talked about that in detail. They get all that information, and they can sell it to any third-party source they want now. Absolutely anybody they want, without your consent, per Congress's law that they passed in the bill, passed into effect, I think, 3 or 4 weeks ago. So, got to really think about this stuff and look at the ulterior motive with a lot of things when you see this. Guys, appreciate everything. If you guys need anything, you know, email us, call us, healthmasters.com. You can also call us, 1-800-726-1834. And also, too, check out our Cortisol Buster if you haven't got a bottle yet. Probably one of our top three sellers of all time that we're having here. Really helps to balance out healthy cortisol levels, keeps the body more relaxed in a more calm state, and really, really good products. On sale, product of the week, over 15% off, and whatever wins tonight will be going up tomorrow on sale, so you can check it out, healthmasters.com. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.